think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. We have a lot to be thankful for. Writer Sabrina Alexis says that a teacher once suggested she keep a gratitude journal to help her retrain her mind to be more grateful. Well, Sabrina thought it was unnecessary because she considered herself to be a grateful person already. But it wasn't as easy as she thought. She had to write down three things she was grateful for every day, but they always had to be different. No reruns. Soon she found herself actively looking for things to be grateful for and discovered way more than she expected. After a few months, she said her gratitude journal was life-changing. David wouldn't have been surprised. In Psalm 103, he wrote, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He fills my life with good things." So what if this Thanksgiving, we keep a gratitude journal of our own? We have a lot to be thankful for, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The best way to feel love is to share it. So right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities, Meals on Wheels, ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. And this year at Montgomery Subaru, we're supporting a cause close to our hearts by donating to the Montgomery Humane Society. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at this same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
When you're a 40-year-old rookie cop.
Today is the day where our units compete for most arrests.
You really gotta have game.
I like a little healthy competition.
Are you kidding? You're cutthroat and relentless.
ABC Tonight.
We win at any cost.
Some competitions.
Armed robbery. That's 14 more points.
Can be pushed too far.
Help! He's not breathing!
Nathan Fillion is The Rookie. All new.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a colder forecast on the way for tonight with mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow is a big travel day with cool sunshine and a high temperature up around 60. Low tomorrow night, 41. Then on Thanksgiving, storm-free. Looks like a partly cloudy day. High temperature 60 to 62. Not a bad holiday forecast. Next storm system arrives by late Friday in through the overnight hours Friday night with showers and thunderstorms. Also part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the state. Hopefully in time for the Iron Bowl. We'll keep an eye on the timing of that storm system. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We think it's real nice.
to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
especially when it sounds just like me.
All stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. It's the Friday happy hour. My Friday, anyway. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell. Try to behave today. My tunnel-like sidekick,
Joey.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
Low energy jet.
Please clap.
Man. I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And I'm still trying to catch my breath.
Oh, you're trying to get all your stuff done before your long, long weekend?
Well, let's just hope it's long and not too miserable. I'll be leaving. I'm getting picked up here tomorrow morning around 8:30 to go to the dentist. And I have great confidence in Dr. Kane and Morgan and the staff. And Montgomery Family Dental, no problem there. It's just, you know, I've had my feet in the ceiling of dental offices for so many times. What was it? Chad yesterday was talking about, you know, the heredity of dental issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big believer in that. Because how could I come from a father who had one cavity and didn't have that until he was in his, like, 40s, maybe even his early 50s? My mother, I have exactly the same issue she did. Same Aries, too. So, Chad mentioned same thing. One of his parents had a great dental history, and the other did not, and he got...
I was a bad steward of my personal history. I didn't really keep up with my parents' dental records. So, I don't know. I had a few cavities as a kid. I haven't had... a cavity in a while. I also haven't been to the dentist in a while. It's a bad habit.
Anybody that's got money in the market feels like they've been to, well, either to the dentist or to somebody else who does drilling.
Yeah.
Wow. Just another ugly day. Where'd the Dow finish down? Almost 551 points. What a weird... I mean, the last month we've seen several days like this. With huge drops. We've seen some really big days with huge gains. It's still at 24,000. So it's still up, you know, from where Trump took over. But what's interesting, and I really want to talk to Brant McDonald about this particular aspect of it, it's the tech stocks that are having issues. Why? Why all of a sudden are the tech stocks having issues? I'm almost... Maybe, I don't mean, yeah, I am, I guess, you can't help but be a conspiracy theorist. I mean, look, they want to, let's impeach Ivanka Trump for using a private email server. Completely ignoring that Hillary Clinton did it and her fat ass isn't in jail where it belongs. I think that's what the president's going to need to do. I don't know why he hasn't. He doesn't have to worry about Jeff Sessions or any issues connected to him. Go for it, man. Expose these people. Oh, here he is. We don't want to call him the Tooth Fairy, but since we were just mentioning his name, he is the legal eagle and local heartthrob of the River Region, Chad.
Also known as Dental Boy, Chad.
Dental Boy.
You're going to do fine tomorrow. Don't worry. That dentist will take care of you. You'll do a great job. And I don't think you're going to have as much. Actually, extractions, they're not bad, you know? So you've had them before. I've had two. I mean, you know, other than having a little hole in your mouth, I didn't have any, like, very much pain or anything from an extraction. You know,
yeah,
I think
they're
you're
just they're basically rebuilding the lower right. They've already done one. I got a temporary in that. That comes out. Extraction number two.
Right.
And then the triple crown.
Yeah, the triple crown. Seabiscuit. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong triple crown. By the way, the market, I went back and looked at it. The peak was on, I think, October the 3rd. Down 2,000 points since October the 3rd, which is not quite full correction territory because, what, 10% is the correction, but it's getting close.
Well, didn't Goldman Sachs predict some rough sledding if the Democrats got control of the House?
Yeah, they did. And I'll be honest with you, Greg. on October the 4th, I slid some money out of the stock market, and boy, was that a market time. You know, it's like a miracle of God. It just kind of had that bad feeling about things because, you know, we're getting ready to go into an election cycle that was going to be crazy and topsy-turvy. And, you know, the market doesn't like uncertainty. And I thought, you know, this might be a good time to park it. So now Goldman Sachs is telling everybody to get into cash until things calm down a little bit. But they predict things will calm down by the first of the year, that the market will, you know, recover, you know, pretty decently. But we shall soon see, right?
How about President Hope and Change talking about Trump? Confused, blind, shrouded with hate, mommy issues? I think he's talking about himself.
Okay. Yeah, no kidding. I'm like, talk about having mommy issues. He's the one that had the mom that dumped the first husband, married a went off and ran off with a communist and then basically dumped him on the grandparents. I mean, good grief. Talk about projecting. I kind of had to, when I saw that, I'm like, you got to be kidding. That's like Madonna preaching on chastity. You know, like, hello.
You know, it's like, you know, he ran around in trash and blamed everything on Bush for 8 years.
Right.
Bush never said a peep.
Right.
Which I actually found quite disappointing that he just couldn't bring himself.
He should have. At some point, he should have.
No, right. Bush didn't speak until he wanted to speak out against Trump. That's,
yeah, well,
what does that
you know,
you?
Here's my thought. Obama is a narcissist. We all know that from when he was in. He cannot stand the fact that Trump is getting credit for this economy. And, you know, and he just can't, he can't stand it. So he's just taking cheap shots from the cheap seat, you know. And you know, that's the kind of class the guy has, which means, you know. So.
What an a-hole. He's just
I think the best. Go out there and ask everybody, do they feel like they had a great economic recovery and that we were safer under Obama? No, I don't think so.
No.
You know? I try not to. I read that and I'm like, I'm not even going to click on the story. You know? It wasn't worth clicking on. So anyway, you guys, hey, have a great Thanksgiving.
Chad, you're breaking up here.
All right, y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, my friend. You too, and your lovely wife and family. It's 3:20 already.
Yes.
Time flies around fun. We are going to kind of treat this like a Friday.
Okay.
For me, young Joey will be here.
Should I treat it like a Friday or
with
a
his gangster friends tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah? Gangsta.
Gangsta friends.
Not gangster.
Gangsta friends. Tomorrow afternoon. Doing goodness knows what. All I know is that whatever planet I'll be on at this time tomorrow, it'll probably sound great.
I feel like Tom Cruise at the beginning of Risky Business right now.
See, I never watched that. I never saw Risky.
I feel like some young punk kid whose parents are like, now watch the house and be careful. No parties.
Yeah,
and in
right.
the back of my head, I'm like, I'm throwing a kegger and I might be getting my friends, like, you know, hooked up with escorts.
I'll know how it's going tomorrow. If I tune in after 3 o'clock and hear it, I'll know that it's out of control in Studio A.
I'll try not to start any fires. Or is this Studio A?
I've always called it that.
Studio A?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of
Studio Uno, the number one studio?
Numero Uno, number one, the top dog, the head cheese, the main man. I think I have that from Airplane.
Is that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Well, that's actually from Naked
Naked God. I know. It's all Leslie Nielsen to me.
Is this it?
Boss, head man, top dog. Big cheese, a head honcho.
Captain! Number... Look at this!
Passenger certain to die. Airline negligent.
There's a sale at Penny's.
I thought I had that in here. That's funny. Stick that in the roll call. We'll roll call today.
And I believe we have, via some text here, Lee from Quality Comics stopping by soon. So.
Okay.
We can treat it even more like a Friday. Talk about some nostalgia, especially.
You can put in middle of need.
Yeah.
All right. Then that's what we'll do at 3:22. Cooler weather coming in. Much cooler weather. Inevitable over the next several months. If you don't have a group of people dedicated to the comfort of you and your family, you can solve that problem with one call to 277-2125 and get yourself a Clark's Club membership. Please tell them you heard about them here. The membership includes two annual tune-ups to your system. They leave it running efficiently. If there's a problem developing or something needs replacement or repair, you get that at a discount on parts and labor. The whole idea being that central AC machine should last 20 or more years. And Clark's goal is to help you get past that, to get your money's worth out of it, and run at the most power-efficient level possible. Plumbers, I keep telling the story. I couldn't shut the bathroom faucet off. I called them. I got urgent care service, because I was a member, of course. They were there within a half an hour, shut the water off at the curb, came in, and I'm thinking, God, what's it going to cost to put a new faucet in? By the time I even thought to ask that question, they rebuilt it. I didn't have to buy a new faucet, and it worked better than ever. This is the level of talent and skill. They're out to build long-term relationships with their customers, so you can expect the best. 277-2125 is the number to call. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? And you tell them, I'd like a Clark's Club membership. I want that priority care, that urgent care available when I need it, 24/7. You can learn more about the company at clarkcomfort.com, but I recommend join now. Do yourself a favor. 277-2125, Alabama certification number 99004.
We had a request called in, just like it's a Friday.
Yes.
OBGYN answering machine.
That is fine. If All you right. want to request something today, it's fine. Look, the drive-in this afternoon was...
It was fine.
It was like Saturday, nothing. You know, Saturday morning, just no traffic.
I don't know, just when you say it's fine, most of the time when I hear people say that, they're not fine. Or they're a little perturbed and they're trying not to let it on how perturbed they are. So it's fine if we treat it like a Friday, all requests?
Yeah.
272-9228, is it fine if people call that number?
Absolutely. And they also can qualify for the Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing, which will take, you'll handle that.
Yeah, tomorrow. That's fine. I'm happy to handle that.
Tomorrow morning we got the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon, and Don will reveal the giant prize that will be available to win if somebody correctly predicts the Iron Bowl outcome.
Nice.
That's happening tomorrow morning around 7:40.
Stack them up. That's right. Lyle from Marguerite's here. And this season, the stacking rings are really, really popular. Benji has designed a beautiful single-row gemstone stacking ring for just $249. Unbelievable price. We're talking about sapphires, white sapphires, rubies, amethyst, garnets, onyx, orange sapphires, anything you can think of almost, we have in stacking rings. But you come in early and get them ordered. White, yellow, rose gold, $249 apiece, or three for $700 only at Marguerite's in the Peppertree Shops. Thank you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3 for 10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just 10 bucks.
3 for 10 bucks, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3 for 10 bucks, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go.
Baby, go, baby, go.
Available at
participating restaurants only.
Some say Hulu is the bacon of TV. Think about it. Bacon is so incredibly good, everyone's eating everything without bacon forever. And Hulu? Well, with tons of shows and movies, exclusive originals like The Handmaid's Tale, plus live TV for sports, Hulu will ruin TV for you forever. Mmm, bacon. Mmm, Hulu. Hulu with live TV plan required for live content. Restrictions apply.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
That's what I do. I dress to look keen.
You sure is ugly.
Well, that's my face.
Well, you look good today in your hunter orange.
Yeah.
With your jacket.
Nobody's going to mistake me for a deer. Coming up, lots of you are going to be having family in. And tomorrow's the easy part. Thursday's the easy part. I keep thinking Thanksgiving's tomorrow because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. But the dinner is the easy part. You spend hours and hours and hours and hours and maybe even a day or two ahead of time preparing all these casseroles and dishes and getting the everything in and coordinated so it's all ready on time. Everybody sits down at the table, they eat, and 20 minutes later, it's all over.
Yes.
So then you have family members in the house saying,
what are we going to do now?
Some of them will be staying for a couple of extra days and we got just the place for you to take them on Friday for fun. For fun. That'll be coming up. Why do they do these dopey surveys? What the 10 most popular Thanksgiving foods? Like, this is loaded with surprises.
Yams?
The yams, no, they're number 8. They're not
the
that high.
The yams aren't the number in the top 5?
No, they're 8. 8. Number 5 is pumpkin pie.
Oh, this survey is silly.
4 is bread rolls, and then the rest of the top 10.
Number 3.
Stuffing.
Number 2.
Mashed potatoes. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's nothing.
No, but get the bread rolls out of there. But mashed potatoes can be incredible if you throw in a lot of garlic and butter. Salt.
And that delicious homemade turkey gravy that doesn't come out of a glass bottle.
And number 1.
Turkey, 86.
What?
Yeah, believe it or not, turkey.
Turkey's overrated. And there's a reason it's only really eaten en masse when it comes to one day. It's a tradition. It's not really that great. Because if you had the option, any old day, you want a rib roast? Do you want a big old ham? Do you want a roasted turkey?
Deep fried.
Well, if you deep fry, that's a great point, Lee.
Lee Daniel from Quality Comics has stopped by this afternoon. And that's the place we're going to be talking about in just a moment. Because it's a place where you can get some really cool gifts, but it's also a place where you can send everybody to be amused, right? Hey, I bring greetings from our friend Tip Tames at Jack Ingram.
Oh.
Some of you maybe looking at cars this weekend. Who knows? My job is to tell you about vehicles that are available under 10. And the variety and the selection and the price range between $0 and $10,000 has never been better. I mean, you got some great sedan options like the Nissan Altima, Nissan Sentra. There's a Maxima in there. And you've got larger options like the Rogue, which is the car I drive. All of these vehicles in this category, or any of the signature pre-owns at Jack Ingram, qualify for resale under after meeting three strict criteria. There's a 1989 Chevy Caprice Brougham. Oh my God, look at this. Now, let me just say this. This car would not be in here. This would not be in here if this car wasn't thoroughly vetted. But I got to check out some of the photos on this. It's an 89 Chevy. This car is almost 30 years old. It's a classic. And it looks like it just rolled off the assembly line. Look at the interior.
Wow.
Holy cow. For a car that's...
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's right up my roommate's alley.
This is, yeah.
I need to tell Andrew to get his hands on that thing.
But the most amazing thing about this vehicle, it's under $5,000.
Whoa.
And it has $4,300. And that, man, for
it's a car, cool car.
Yeah, it really is. They were a little bit bigger, a little bit beefier in those days. And that's Jack Ingram signature used cars. Everything in there is something you can consider. Good vehicle history, beautiful body. This car, outside and inside, looks great. But most importantly, they've been under the hood. The mandate from David Ingram to his mechanics, find us a reason to not sell this vehicle, because we don't want to sell somebody else's troubles. And that's the approach they take. So if it's there, you can depend on it. And they do have a return policy there, too. So ask about that, just in case you have doubts. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and online with dozens of photos of every vehicle at jackingram.com. 338, traffic, news, weather, and then we're back with Lee Daniel from Quality Comics.
Buddy, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still hanging in there with the all clear. No problems. Eh, a little bit of here and there stuff, but nothing big. Everything looking pretty good around the boulevard. There is a little bit of congestion on the South Boulevard at all the major intersections. Otherwise, everything looking real good there. Both interstate systems moving along, and the 31s are all clear. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State is going on now through December 7th. Classes start January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A new federal lawsuit is challenging Alabama's practice of suspending the driver's licenses of people who cannot pay traffic tickets. The lawsuit says the practice violates the 14th Amendment by punishing persons simply because they are poor. A man has died after being taken into police custody in Montgomery. Police say they responded to a call of a man creating a disturbance on Carmichael Road last night. They say after he was placed into custody, he complained of chest pains and collapsed. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Two children of a 52-year-old Alabama woman who died on a cruise from Florida to Aruba say she was nervous about taking the trip. Timothy Tornorio says that his mother, Omarosa, told him when she said goodbye that it might be the last time she hugged him. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a colder forecast on the way for tonight with mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow is a big travel day with cool sunshine and a high temperature up around 60. Low tomorrow night, 41. Then on Thanksgiving, storm-free. Looks like a partly cloudy day. High temperature 60 to 62. Not a bad holiday forecast. Next storm system arrives by late Friday in through the overnight hours Friday night with showers and thunderstorms. Also part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the state, hopefully in time for the Iron Bowl. We'll keep an eye on the timing of that storm system. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So
was the idiot that made that song a Monday? What the stop at the queue here, okay?
Man, who's running your board?
Some idiot. Some asshat that doesn't know what he's doing. Me. So joining us here in the studio, we mentioned, we'll get to the markets later with Brandt and find out what's happening. I was just doing a little online research about predictions, you know, if the Dems win this, blah, 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 what's going to happen. You know, and I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but we all know that big tech hates Donald Trump. I wouldn't be surprised if they were manipulating their situations to make him look bad. Just a thought. But I'm a talk show host, not a market analyst, so I'm just talking theory. Nothing else.
Right. Speculating here.
So, family coming into town this week. There's a place that you can take them. It's in a way kind of like going to a museum. The big difference is you can buy the things you see at Quality Comics, a fun place to visit. Lee Daniel, good to see you again.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
So, let's cover what it is you have inside the doors at your place on Eastern Boulevard, right next to your just north of Brubaker on the west side of the street, correct?
That's right, across from Alcazar.
Across from Alcazar, where they hate me, but that's a long, boring story.
500 Eastern Boulevard.
I'd almost rather have the stories than talk about Quality Comics, because it's going to be a good one.
It is, in fact, a fun place to visit. It's a place where you can kind of, you know, if you read comics when you were a kid, sort of browse the timeline of your life, and see some of your favorites, but you can buy them as well. But there's all kinds of other stuff. Let's cover the comics first, the different types you have, and how far back some go, and what kind of collector's classics might be available.
Sure. Of course, comics have different ages, and a lot of people are not aware of that, but you have different years that you have Golden Age, the Silver Age, Bronze Age, Copper Age, and now we're in the Modern Age. And eventually that'll be named probably some other...
I didn't realize there were different ages like that.
There
golden
are.
Age, what was the Golden Age?
Well, the Golden Age is 1938 to 1955. The advent of Action Comics number one, the introduction of Superman, effectively introduced superheroes to the comic book format, which was established 5 years earlier, 1933, by a famous Funnies. So that became the Golden Age because superheroes, as soon as that hit the newsstands, there was nothing like it. It was transcendent. It changed everything literally in a month's time. And it was shortly after that, Marvel Comics, Timely Publications, published Marvel Comics number one, introducing Human Torch, Namor the Submariner, Captain America, and Kazar, which was a Tarzan knockoff. Mm-hmm. So after 55, you go to 56 to 70, you've got the Silver Age. That was, Stan Lee created characters prior to that, but his Fantastic Four, in partnership with Jack Kirby, was the vehicle which turned superheroes into everyday people. They had normal problems like you and I, and then after 1970, you had 71 to 83, which is the Bronze Age. So those are the three predominant ages in comics where you find the most value.
You know, I wonder if any of these creators... Now, of course, Superman became a TV series in the 50s, and it's fun to watch just for its hokiness.
Oh, sure.
You know, for the special effects of that day.
His name?
George Reeves.
That's right.
They paid him $200 an episode for that show.
Yeah, but $200 went a long way back in the 50s.
I mean, even in the 50s, $200 for a weekly TV show, that was nothing.
Right. You'd expect a little more.
Yeah, and then he got so typecast he couldn't get a role doing anything after that.
Wow.
He made appearances, and it's funny because in these scenes they reenacted the movie Hollywoodland, the little kids see him and they want him to fly and do all the stuff he does in the TV show, but he can't.
Oh,
so
wow.
They boo him. It's
that's called Hollywoodland.
Hollywoodland, and it's basically a conspiracy theory put to movie that he was murdered. I remember as a kid hearing that he committed suicide.
Oh wow!
That's how it was broadcast on the radio. But there are many since who believe he might have been murdered. But that aside, that any of them could have envisioned that this would not only become, in terms of movies, a multi-billion dollar enterprise, but that literally has saved Hollywood to some extent,
right?
Because those are the ones that make the money, that make bank.
Right. Well, you know, the funny part is originally, for years and years, until Marvel Comics, as we know it from the 60s, till Stan Lee started putting the artist's credits on the front page, you know, not the front page of the comic, but interior, they were very seldom credited with their actual artwork. So it was a nameless, faceless job. So
I seem to remember them using the word inks or inked by.
Right.
When somebody would do the drawing, somebody else would ink the color. Because I used to read it myself. And I even got a letter to the editor published in an issue of, I think, Batman. If I'm not mistaken.
We are actually working on hunting that.
No kidding.
We're in contact with someone. I can't give the details because it's a project that he's working on.
Doesn't he store it online or something?
He has...
You have to give him a different spelling of my name.
Okay.
Because it wasn't spelled the way it is now. It's pronounced the same, but it was spelled differently then.
I'll get Joey to text me the correct spelling.
Yeah.
Because they're actually putting a database together of everyone who wrote letters to the editor.
You're kidding.
They're working on it.
Wow.
So I'm going to try to find that name and find that book for you.
Did you have double D's in the old spelling?
I've only had double D. No, one D.
That's how it's spelled now. We'll deal with that off.
It's just a phonetical change.
Mm-hmm.
Just a phonetical change.
Okay.
But you guys have so much else to see at Quality Comics. Why don't you run down some of that?
We do. We have, of course, sports cards, baseball, basketball, football, the usual suspects, hockey. I think we even have some wrestling and soccer cards roaming around.
Wow.
We've got superhero cards.
Maybe you can find yourself a nice Bobby Heenan there, huh?
Right. Well, I brought him a big old stack of cards
got
just for the heck of it a while
got
back.
Got him in my room right now.
Yeah.
Bobby the Brain's no joke.
Well, no, I didn't mean that in any mocking.
No, I'm sure he didn't.
I know he missed out on Kevin Nash. He was under the weather for the Gump City Con.
Yeah, I was sick. Yeah.
That's terrible.
That dude
is huge for real.
Massive man. Yes. It's almost like everything you can imagine in pop culture is at Quality Comics.
We've got the Funko Pops. We've got a huge sale on those for Black Friday. Matter of fact, everything in the store is at least 10% off.
You just started to answer my next question. You're open on Friday.
We are normal hours of 10 to 7.
And Saturday, too. And are you open on Sunday?
Yes, 12 to 5.
All right, so you got three opportunities if you got people in, especially if somebody, you got a classic comic place. This is it. This is the Louvre of comics and collectibles here in town.
That's right.
Louvre.
The Louvre.
Yeah.
We're the comic mecca of Alabama.
Yeah. So you can buy, shop, and if one of your old peers comes in, you want to go. By the way, I may have asked you this last time you were here. Do you have Archie and any of them?
I do. We've got Archie, Jughead. And, what people don't realize, Marvel and DC are huge. And there's other independent publishers like Dark Horse and IDW. But the second largest publisher next to Marvel is Archie Comics, still. They have their hands on a lot of different things that people don't realize. They don't always badge themselves Archie Comics. But if you're looking at comics, you've probably looked at some Archie Comics, so.
Well, we hope you'll make your way there. If you like to give gifts that are really different, man, something like that, an old classic, if you happen to know that, you kind of got to know the person you're shopping for, but they've got them, and they are in excellent condition. So find time to visit Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or, of course, following that. Give us your hours Monday through Friday.
It's 10 to 7, Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday generally, not this Friday, but Friday generally we're 10 to 10 because we have Magic the Gathering tournaments. It's called Friday Night Magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a card game. And then Saturday we're 10 to 9.
Okay.
And Sunday 12 to 5. So some different hours there, but you'll find them posted on our door. And aside from the comics and cards, we have a lot of toys and collectibles and things like that. So
Lee Daniels is a great guy. It's a nice team over there. They'll help you navigate. There's, if you have questions and so forth. And we hope you'll check it out. Quality Comics, 500, it's Northeastern Boulevard, right?
500 Eastern Boulevard.
Eastern Boulevard.
Suite 101, technically, but we're the bottom floor of the building. So
Easy to find on the west side of the street. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
All righty. At 356, I was looking at 85. I don't see too many family trucksters going one way or the other. In fact, traffic looks more like early Saturday morning out there. I think a lot of people are already where they're going to be. But let's find out.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No problems so far this afternoon. Everything's moving along real well. Both interstate systems, the Boulevard-Atlanta Highway, no problem on the 31s. Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, all looking real good so far. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop at Goodwill and GNC. Then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClendon and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, monogrammable gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Okay, tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12